was an afternoon in August with salt in the air. The showgirl hit post, sending special pictures everywhere. A buzz in your pocket, a ding in your purse, each notification on screen showing info that was about to shake the earth. For it was not a countdown per se, no vinyl to be seen. Instead, it was a poet with cat eyes glowing with gleam. In this Wonderland garden, the football boy did kneel to officially change the prophecy, making all of us really feel. He said, "Marry me, Taylor, you'll never have to be alone. I love you forever and always, and this will consistently be shown. This feels like a movie, a John Hughes to be exact. Everything is so magical, and his words delivered with tact." Her hands jumped to her face, the tears streamed down three at a time. In the eighth month of the year, said yes was the queen of rhyme. Photos now took, with a ring on her finger, "Share them with the world," exclaimed this pop icon singer. "For no fear is to be had, this love was written in the sky." Ironic as it is to now be engaged to the football guy. Now Swifties near and far, tune in to see our role model sing, dance, and cry, this time catching lightning in a bottle. But this time is different, it can clearly be seen, for this love is unmatched and no one can or should intervene. Her heart has been changed, time and space given to heal, old cracks now filled with scarlet and gold, this bottle now marked with a seal. 87 and 13, the numerology does tract, 100 now kept, never having to look back. This man never once forced this poet to be anyone other than she was, quirky, smart, glittery with depth, and always causing quite a buzz. String, beads, and a goal is what started these dreams, but now happily ever after is endgame, it seems. We're abundantly excited, clearly the world can tell, but thank you to Taylor, and we truly wish you all too well. Your private life shown freely, this insight is truly a gift. Good luck in your 13th era, Miss Taylor Allison Swift.